Only the very best fighters.
Champion of the world!
Will rise to become UFC champion.
Still undisputed!
But the few who consistently defend the belt.
He continues to just destroy and dominate.
Could one day be remembered as the greatest of all time.
These two men have beaten everyone anyone has put in front of them and done so in a spectacular way.
UFC light heavyweight champion John Jones.
He is the present and he is the future.
And reigning welterweight king Tyron Woodley.
This guy is one of the greatest welterweight champs of all time.
Are on their way to achieving such iconic status.
He might be the greatest talent that we've ever seen in the UFC.
But each man knows it's one thing to be called the greatest and another to prove it.
Greatness is an opinion. But dominance, that can't be disputed.
This indomitable spirit, this will to win. John Jones is not willing to lose.
My goal is to be considered the most badass and the most dominant.
Tyron Woodley's landing bombs!
It's not just going out there and beating guys, it's destroying them.
The path to welterweight gold still goes through Missouri!
I wanted to be Tyron Woodley and everybody else.
Gold's right there, they gotta come get it.
UFC 235 in Las Vegas. The champs are faced with headstrong challengers.
Get ready, I'm a problem.
Creating legacies of their own.
Oh, big kick from Lionheart.
That is a fighter's fighter right there.
Anthony Lionheart Smith, relocated to light heavyweight emphatically.
Anthony Lionheart Smith by knockout tonight.
Earning a title shot against Jones with three brutal finishes in less than 5 months.
Just cerebral, clinical destruction all the way through.
I don't care what he's done. I don't care who he's beat. I'm going to finish John Jones.
Hey, make sure we're calculating that violence.
And welterweight contender Kamaru Usman will bring a 13-fight win streak.
Oh! He's relentless. You get up, he's going to put you back down.
Into a co-main event title bout for Woodley's belt.
I'm coming for that welterweight strap.
The Nigerian
This is going to be the passing of the torch. On March 2nd, Tyron Woodley's going to pass that belt to me.
They think they want some.
He's getting smashed.
They don't really want none.
Go behind the scenes with dominant champions and fearless challengers, preparing to do battle in the fight capital. This is UFC 235 Countdown. One of the greatest fighters the world has ever known emerged years ago from a small town in upstate New York. The serene outskirts of Ithaca were as peaceful as the mind of a young Christian named John Jones.
Mosley home! Ithaca, New York, ladies and gentlemen.
With 22 years of age, traveled west in pursuit of an improbable craft. His calling was mixed martial arts, and his new home would be the Jackson Wink Academy in Albuquerque.
So remember our second ground and pound position is he has the inside control, so I put this flat on the mat and I'm pushing my hips back. So if he tries to sweep me back over this way, they see how I'm fighting it. My weight is back and I'm blocking his hips out here. Does that make sense to everybody? Everybody got it? Let's go.
The John from the early days was one of gratitude and gratefulness, and I still see a lot of that in him.
He's matured quite a bit, but he always wants to have fun.
He's charismatic, a great teammate, a great student, a family man. But the best fighters for his charismatic, as charming as they can be, also have a very dark side where they're not afraid to really hurt someone.
Jones was a fighting phenom and quickly became the youngest UFC champion in history.
He's got him. Looking to do it right here.
With a shocking affinity for violence.
He's got a choke. He made it out. Oh. Man. Should have hurt him. Now he's going for a Kimura. T-tap.
Over Sonnen right here in the first round.
When I go out there, I am just in my comfort zone, doing what I genuinely feel I was put on earth to do. I just go and be the artist that I am, make a beautiful masterpiece.
John Jones is imposing his will on Glover in this fight.
Oh!
He's really taking it to DC.
Oh, man.
Ovince is in huge, huge trouble here.
That's a heavy takedown.
Jones crushed his opponents over 11 straight title fights.
John Jones has done it!
Wow.
Which led him most recently to Los Angeles, California, for a rematch with the man who came closest to defeating him.
This man is ubiquitously regarded as the greatest mixed martial arts athlete to step foot inside that octagon. And tonight, the number two ranked light heavyweight contender, Alexander Gustafsson, trying to become the first Swede to break through and win a UFC title. And he believes he is a far better version than the one John Jones saw back in 2013.
What you see with John is unprecedented talent, and he's a man who figures out a way to win. And he has done that over and over again against the best light heavyweights on the planet Earth.
John Jones, Alexander Gustafsson. The rematch is upon us.
You ready to fight? You ready to fight? Paddle, let's go! A
lot of reading of range and timing going on right now to keep things offset. Guessing.
Oh, lead elbow from Jones lands.
And a nice front kick to the body as well.
Gustafsson continuing to switch up the footwork, moves as well as any light heavyweight.
John's doing a good job keeping him at kick range.
Nice body kick and then an inside leg kick by Jones. There he goes. Now Gustafsson's opening up, and John Jones with a kick to the body. And there's a knee on the break by John. Oh, strong kick by John. Oh, he hurt him with that one. I think Alex's left leg is hurt.
Good entry there by Jones. He gets his first takedown.
Elbows by Jones.
As long as John hooks that leg, he's not getting up. Now he's got a half Nelson here to keep Alex from bellying out.
He's going
to
take Alex's back. This is a bad position for Alex. He's got to scramble out of here. Oh, big shots. Big shots by John Jones. Gustafsson's in trouble. That's it.
John Jones has regained the throne.
Wow.
Masterfully done to potentially cap his rivalry here with Alexander Gustafsson.
UFC light heavyweight champion of the world, John Paul.
See what is next, but tonight belongs to Johnny Bones.
Woo, thank you, Mama.
Woo. So, John, would you take on this guy here at the desk, Anthony Smith?
Bro, I would defeat whoever I have to defeat.
John, what do you have planned in July?
July? Bro, I got you in July, if that's what it's gonna be. Okay. I got anybody, bro. You know I'm not worried about a damn thing. You know that.
UFC light heavyweight Anthony Smith was granted his wish to fight John Jones sooner than expected. But the fast booking of a March 2nd title bout with the champion was nothing new for the man who has seized opportunities from the very beginning.
I was kind of floating around life and not really knowing what I was going to do. I had just dropped out of high school, and I went into a Subway with just a buddy of mine to go get some food, and I seen a flyer for an amateur fight night in Omaha. I don't know, for whatever reason, I thought that this sounded like a good idea to try it.
I'll be back in that stance defensively when you're done. Get in that low wrestling stance.
I wasn't very good. I loved it, though.
There you go.
From Omaha, Nebraska, Anthony the
fighter known as Lionheart first earned his stripes as a 185-pounder.
That is just insanity!
By fighting frequently and winning convincingly.
Looking for the triangle choke is Lionheart Anthony Smith.
I've had 44 professional fights and I had 30 amateur fights. I just love this. I can't think of anything else that I'd want to do.
Huge knee! Here comes Anthony Smith turning things off!
Sometimes being in the octagon is the only place that I really feel I belong.
Before I say anything else, Dana White, my name's Anthony Smith, and I'd like a shot.
This is the kind of walk that every fighter wants to make to the UFC octagon. He's finally here.
Smith's aggressive approach translated well to the UFC.
And Smith is chewing him up.
As middleweights were laid to waste.
Oh! Drops him with the elbow!
What a frame for the middleweight division at 6'5".
Oh! Big kick from Lionheart!
That is a fighter's fighter right there. That one got Lombard's attention.
Heffley, you know my name yet? You know my name yet?
That right hand's landing. It's over. That's it. He has as much momentum in the Big Show as he has ever had.
But a three-fight knockout streak was interrupted by his greatest learning experience.
Look out! That will do it!
I competed at middleweight for about 10 years. I thought that I was doing the right thing by cutting down to the lowest weight class that I could make it to, thinking that I was gaining an advantage.
It was nice and tight.
And I just decided that it wasn't fair to me, it wasn't fair to my coaches, it wasn't fair to my family to be bringing a subpar product into the octagon.
Hey, guys, once we're done with the warm-up, we're gonna head back this way. We got ladder drills to start, guys.
More than 70 fights across Anthony Smith's amateur and professional career took place at 185 pounds.
Rhythm and tempo, guys. Ball to foot contact.
So he would make a long overdue transformation.
Back here.
With a permanent move to the light heavyweight division.
You guys are gonna go 6 positional get-ups, right? As you guys come up, attack it. Sense of urgency. Go.
You just see a different kind of athlete when they start to deplete their calories and they're dehydrated, they're coming in irritated. But when you're not having to do such a big weight cut, we can really work on that performance aspect.
Good push, good pace.
And just really power through everything that he has to do in a fight camp.
3, 2, 1, let's see it. Give me 6. Let's get up. We don't slow down.
It's been a day and night difference. I'm much happier. I'm not cutting weight almost at all.
Break the wall, gentlemen. Let's go. Drive. Break it.
I'm able to go into the fights and bring the product that I build in the gym to the actual competition, and it makes a huge difference.
In 3, 2, 1, here you go. Shadow box, 30 seconds. Snap it, Lionheart. Yes. Good movement. Don't stay in one spot.
The new light heavyweight contender, Anthony Lionheart Smith, is just getting started in the 205-pound division.
Hey, make sure we're calculating that violence.
There it is. That's it.
And one for good measure, Anthony Lionheart Smith by knockout tonight.
Do it again. Too high.
Two former UFC champions in two fights.
Just cerebral, clinical destruction all the way through.
Let's go, Anthony. Push.
What he's done in the 205 division in such a short time is just monumental.
My oh my, is this man's career trending in the right direction?
Bigger, stronger. Anthony Smith is a killer. Looks like a real legit light heavyweight.
Smash!
Both hooks in now.
Don't just finish the round, finish the fight.
It is nothing but misery.
Finish this fight, let's go.
Oh, it is a tap!
At UFC 235, the fans are gonna see a change in the guard and they're gonna see a new world champion at 205 pounds.
What a fascinating addition to the light heavyweight division.
In the American Midwest, farmland stretches for thousands of miles. And while major cities can be found in between these vast rural expanses, high-level MMA training is especially scarce. For UFC light heavyweight title challenger Anthony Smith,
where you going?
This reality hits close to home.
I live in Omaha, Nebraska. I have 3 daughters and a fiance, Michaela. And I knew that I needed a little bit more structure for training camp, but leaving your home to train in a different place in another state for weeks and weeks on end, it's a huge sacrifice.
Is that fun?
I wanted to make sure that if I was gonna do that it was gonna make a difference. And there's no other place that I would leave my family for than Factory X.
Factory X is emerging as one of Denver, Colorado's premier training destinations. Run by head coach Mark Montoya, his roster of athletes and trainers.
Just throw hands light, but I just want a bunch of kicking out of my mouth.
Are fully dedicated to Smith's fighting success.
I fell in love with the gym. I fell in love with Mark's coaching style, and he's been guiding me through this whole whirlwind that we've been on.
He comes lead side, a shake.
Anthony Smith's a fighter. That's his style. And to see him evolve has been a great testament to the commitment that both he, the team here at Factory X, and I have.
That's money. Just stay in posture like that.
We haven't won a world title yet in the UFC, but Anthony Smith gets that opportunity on March 2nd.
Yeah, see how he's off balance?
Time.
Becoming the gym's first UFC champion means entering uncharted territory.
This man is regarded as the greatest mixed martial arts athlete to step foot inside that octagon.
No light heavyweight title challenger has ever seized the belt from John Jones.
Oh, my!
Instead, contenders leave the octagon.
Oh, nasty!
In worse condition than when they entered.
All over him right here in the first round. We've just seen domination.
Which fuels the confidence of the champion.
You got to be able to match him mentally. He's extremely strong in the mental aspect of the game.
He's such a polarizing figure. I think that he beats people before they even leave the locker room. And that's just not the case with me.
Anthony's a rock. You know, a lot of this stuff just doesn't faze him. You know, he understands it's a fight between two men.
I don't have to try to not be afraid of John Jones.
This confidence, this is what comes from destroying top flight competition.
He's never gonna shake me. He's never gonna intimidate me. He's not gonna break me. And March 2nd, everybody's gonna see that.
Unwavering self-belief is commonplace for a champion favored to win every fight.
From his first fight, we've just seen domination.
But John Jones remains cautious ahead of his title bout with Smith. Now that he pairs natural fighting ability with valuable experience.
Fights like this, when you have a guy that's such a huge underdog, are the most dangerous for the favorite.
Nice inside leg kick to start off by Gustafson.
The first time I fought Alexander Gustafson.
Oh, and there's that right hand. That's what I was talking about.
I really thought I was at a place where I just could not lose.
Look at that.
The champion is cut.
Oh, going high. There's a nice elbow. Oh, that might have hurt him.
Yeah, that's
by
it.
By unanimous decision.
I did win the fight, but I promised myself I'll never make that mistake again.
The rematch is upon us.
You ready to fight? Paddle, let's go.
Maturation of Jones shined through.
Oh, lead elbow from Jones lands.
In his rematch with Gustafson 5 years later.
You know, this time, barely got hit.
Jones outlanding Gus by a 2-1 margin thus far.
Clearly outscored him.
Gustafson's in trouble, that's it.
John Jones
that's
has
it.
Regained the throne!
It was beautiful. After the fight, I was completely healthy, and that was very important because my New Year's resolution was to remain extremely active and to compete 4 times this year. I've spent a lot of time under suspension. I feel like it's only fair to the fans to give them what they want, and that's an extremely busy champion.
Jones is placing doping violations and out-of-competition indiscretions behind him. The true veteran now monitors his body closely.
Just calm down. For the next 25 minutes, we're going to swim really easy. That's all you need to worry about right now, okay?
He's also putting greater focus into low-impact training methods.
All right, let's go nice and easy, down and back, guys.
To give him both the physical and mental edge on fight night.
Swimming doesn't break down your body the way that running does. But mostly, the struggle is what we built here. It's a good way to get him uncomfortable and kind of scare him a little bit, so that way, when he's in deep water, he knows what it's like to be in deep water. Get ready. This one's fast. I want you moving fast. Ready?
Go!
Fighting is about 90% mental.
Looking good, John. Keep it up.
Every man has two arms and two legs, and every guy can hit the gym.
Kick those feet hard.
But what makes fighters compete differently and what's going on between the ears?
Get to that wall. Touch that wall.
My mindset is to respect Anthony, but to go right through him.
Ahead of his UFC 235 title shot against light heavyweight champion and heavy favorite John Jones, Anthony Smith sees opportunity where many before him have failed.
John Jones is a phenomenal athlete. He's probably the best fighter that we've ever seen do it.
And go to the body.
But John Jones has several flaws.
One, one, two. I don't know why people haven't picked up on it before, but, you know, John has a lot of tendencies, and, you know, John's tendencies fall on Anthony's strengths. We've put together a really good game plan, and we're really, really confident that Anthony's going to execute. One, one, two. There you go.
John Jones is a master of strategy.
He's a champion. He's a man who figures out a way to win.
So Smith and his team are preparing for the chess match in Las Vegas by analyzing the shortcomings of Jones's most recent victim.
You better fight.
Alexander Gustafsson.
You better fight. Hell,
John
go.
Jones.
Gus needs to let his hands go. He needs to start throwing more combinations to the body.
It seems to me that he's waiting on John a bit.
Alexander really tried to pressure the boxing range.
Alex just got to get in that boxing range, and he can't get there.
He didn't really adjust his game or come with anything new.
A lot of pressure by Gustafsson, but he's having a hard time reaching John here.
So John was able to catch that takedown, basically, because, you know, Gus didn't really have an answer.
Good entry there by Jones.
John Jones on top.
Gus let himself get rolled flat to his back immediately. So he got stuck here. He didn't try to frame early off the takedown. He didn't get on his hip. So then when John went here and put the forearm in his neck, he was really like, oh, really what should have happened is he should have been working, because John's head was here, he should have been working to bring him up.
Side control for John Jones.
But even if I can't come underneath, now I at least can stretch and start to play my guard.
I'm not looking to go in there and catch John with something lucky.
Because he's long like you, when he turns his hips, he's gonna have a lot more space than I would.
Right.
Being shorter and stockier. It's actually gonna be easier to slide the hook in.
I'm preparing to beat John Jones everywhere the fight goes.
Keep turning. Yeah, you see what I mean?
Yeah, that's
up. So the whole time it's just like, you're turning, you're trying so hard to turn, but you're turning slow so I can follow you really easy.
If I just go in there and I do what we've trained to do, the cards are gonna fall on my favor.
Arsenal of John Jones is meticulously examined by every light heavyweight on the planet. So constant observation by Anthony Smith is business as usual for the Jackson Wink Academy, where they too spend countless hours breaking down their opposition.
Smith believes that I have a lot of holes in my game. They believe that they're the team to exploit them. But I've been hearing that for 10 years, and so far no one's been able to do it.
John's getting better and better with every fight, and he watches so much film that he knows what his opponent's gonna do sometimes before his opponent even knows it. He feels really good about the game plan we're already putting in, and we're real happy right now where John Jones is at.
We go out extremely prepared, and even though the odds makers take him lightly, we don't at all. That's why I'm here in Vegas with my whole coaching staff.
That's all we need here. Thank you so much, John.
Sweet, guys.
Well, we'll just pull you next door, and this really won't take all that long, I think.
In the lead up to his next title defense, Jones has touched down in the fight capital of the world. For a 3-day business trip, spent training at the Performance Institute and fulfilling media obligations.
We're just going to basically have you kind of shadow box, hoping that you can work in some of these moves that fans recognize from fights.
And that actually right now looks perfect. There, that's good, that's good. Here we go, we're going to roll. Couple head kicks. Superman punch.
Whatever you can, look
at the camera.
Nice. That's awesome. Cool.
Awesome.
The brief interruption to fight camp comes with the territory of being UFC champion. But good company helps to pass the time.
I got my jiu-jitsu coach here, Professor Roberto Alencar from Brazil. Got Coach Izzy out here with me. It's been a great help and a lot of fun as well. You know, if it's not fun, if you're not having fun, you're not enjoying what you're doing, then it's not worth it. And so, you know, being in Vegas with some of your closest friends, it's awesome. Sometimes it's hard to believe you're getting paid to do this.
This is more than just a team, you know. We are considered a family, you know. So we hang out here and having fun, and it's enjoyable.
I've been fortunate enough to travel around the world with a lot of fighters. There's nothing like traveling with John Jones.
What's up, fight fans? John Bones Jones here, telling you not to miss UFC 235 when I defend my light heavyweight title against Anthony Smith. Trust me when I tell you I'm not leaving the octagon without my belt.
Hey, great. Hey. Nice meeting you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you, too.
They want you to give a shout to Chinese New Year to everyone in China, if you wouldn't mind doing that for us. Do you want to try saying it in Mandarin, too?
I'll try. Ni hao, everyone in China. This is UFC light heavyweight champion John Bones Jones. Wanted to say, well, I need for all the support. And Qing Jing Chai Le. I don't know how I did, but Happy New Year.
After making the rounds, Jones is joined by other members of the stacked UFC 235 fight card for the on-sale press conference to promote the massive pay-per-view event on March 2nd.
Press conferences are always great. It's a good time to get the fans excited.
First, I want to thank everybody who made it out, all the fans in Las Vegas. Thank you guys so much.
One of my favorite quotes is, if you want to know what's in a man's head, you listen to the words that's coming out of his mouth. So I'm listening very closely to my opponent.
Anthony, I want to ask you, do you believe that you possess something different inside of you, a skill, a trait, whatever it may be, that he hasn't seen before?
I think that I have the answer. I really do. Or I wouldn't be here. We know what's in front of us. We know what John brings to the table. There's plenty of footage out there. And to me, it's another fight. And I've been chasing this dream to be a world champion for a long time.
A life's work has led Anthony Smith to the brink of a historic achievement.
That is a stoppage for Anthony Smith!
A title bout where he can become the first to dethrone a combat sports Goliath and seize UFC gold from the great John Jones.
In order to be considered the most dominant champion ever.
Let's go, baby. And still.
I have to be able to beat anyone.
And John is all over him.
I just see him as a step in this game, and that's what I'm going to do. Step on him and keep climbing to the top.
Anthony Lionheart Smith makes a massive statement.
March 2nd, I'm going to be a world champion.
John Jones has regained the throne!
Fight's going to be finished. And still, your UFC light heavyweight champion, John Bones Jones.